This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, available everywhere via the Odyssey app. Time to talk about this defense. The Commanders allow just 13 points to the Atlanta Falcons. And if you look at the last, let's look at the last six games. Allowed 13 to Atlanta, 10 to Houston. Okay, Houston's terrible. Philly, who put up 40 yesterday, held them to 21. All right, it was Sam Ellinger, but kept Indy to 16. Green Bay scored 21-7 to the Bears. Is this defense a championship defense? You can give us a call at 800-636-1067. Sure.
And
it is.
You could win with this defense, but it's a top 10 defense. Don't get crazy. It's not an 85 Bears defense. It's not a 2000 Ravens, if that was the year, defense.
You don't have to have that to win a championship.
Okay. Can you win with this defense? Absolutely. But it's not even a top 5 defense right now. If you look at points per game or yards per game, it's like top 10.
It's pretty close, though. I mean, it's top 10. Top 10 in points, and I think top 8 or 7 possibly in yards. So, and they're doing it without... If this guy can come back close to form, one of the better players in Chase Young. He should add another element to the defense. He should add some pass rush, some disruptiveness to this defense.
It adds a piece. I think he will be a role player at best.
Oh, I think he's maybe in the first game or two, he'll be role player-ish, but you don't draft a guy at number two to be a role player.
Like they didn't. But I'm saying coming off the injury... Where this defense is playing right now, don't expect him to get a boatload of snaps. They're not even in any rush to play him. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not playing this week.
Yeah, he may come back on a pitch count when he comes back.
I think he will.
They may ease him in. We've seen this training staff after the misstep with Curtis Samuel last year. I think they've gone the route of being uber conservative. And look, you want to keep the health of the player. You know, first and foremost,
he's so largely what they're doing. He's not a part of this defense.
All right, but here's what I look at the defense. Jonathan Allen, who joins us every Tuesday at 9, he's an all-pro. He's not just a pro bowler. He is arguably one of the top two or three interior defensive linemen in the game. Mm-hmm. Like Jerron Payne, probably a pro bowler. Montez Sweat. Didn't put up big sack numbers early in the year, but he's coming on, and he made a huge play on first and goal from the 2 yesterday on Marcus Mariota. He's made big plays for him. Their defensive line is an A without Chase Young.
And it should be, because they've poured a lot of draft capital into that spot over the last 5 or 6 years.
The linebacking core was a concern going in. It's been way better than expected, and Jamin Davis is coming on.
I'm just going to say it's a playoff defense, a championship defense. I mean, that's getting a little crazy. It's a playoff defense. Can you win with them? Absolutely.
The secondary, since they got rid of that donk corner, who they gave a lot of money to, they admitted their mistake.
Yep.
They gave them a lot of money. They admitted their mistake. They moved on. They've been better. St. Just is really good. Didn't even play yesterday, and they still were good. Now, it was against Marcus Mariota and the Falcons' offense. I understand that. I understand context. But they have a really good defense.
Correct.
It's not a historic
It's not
defense,
historic.
But you don't need a historic defense.
But when
defense.
You say championship defense, I'm thinking of like a team whose defense is going to lead you to a championship. I think that's getting a little carried away. They'll be lucky to, for this defense to lead them to the playoffs.
If you look at where the Rams were last year, the Rams won a Super Bowl last year. Their numbers compare favorably to the Rams last year who won a championship.
Yeah, but they had a much better offense.
I understand that. So we're just talking about the defense.
Yeah, but
Dude, can't you enjoy it? We're
7-5.
You're the Skins fan.
No, I'm just keeping everything in perspective.
I'm giving you perspective.
Yeah, give me
the
Rams offense and this
won a Super Bowl.
Hold on. Give me the Rams offense and this defense. Sure. I could win a championship. Give me last year's Rams offense and this year's Commanders defense. 100%. Championship caliber. Absolutely.
No. If they're going to go anywhere, this defense has to carry the offense along. And that's been Ron's mantra since he's gotten here.
Right, but it's not like a Bears defense or a Ravens defense. We're literally winning because of the defense.
I don't think they're on that level.
Yeah, but those are two defenses in like 40 years of time, EB, that you're bringing up.
I know, but you're asking me like championship, like this defense good enough to carry them despite their offense. I don't think so. It maybe can get us to the playoffs. We got to get more offense. We can't win scoring 19 a game.
I've been saying that forever.
I agree with you.
I'm looking at the most recent championship in the NFL, and that's the Rams. The Rams gave up 20 yards more per game and gave up almost 3 more points per game. This defense is doing its job. It's a championship defense.
Here, Eric. If they have a great offense.
Here's the scenario. Yeah. You're in the Super Bowl. There's 1:45 left. You're up by 5. And you just get a touchback, and Mahomes has the ball at the 25. Do you have confidence that you'll hold them?
Against Mahomes?
Yeah, that's the championship defense.
I don't know.
Super Bowl.
I
mean, or Josh Allen. Josh Allen or Mahomes.
I think it's
Bengals, Ravens.
I feel great. You
know, I think we're on the wrong side of that percentage-wise. But it's only because those guys are Hall of Famers. Like Allen and Mahomes are incredible. I would give the if I was
that's, well that's the scenario.
Yeah, well if that's the scenario,
I think the defense could
bet on Mahomes and Allen.
I probably would too, but the defense could make a stop. Like that's why yesterday when we put up the poll on Junk's Radio, 57% thought when the Falcons got the ball they were going to win the game. But I thought that the defense could get a stop, and they did. Now, it got dicey there. Got to first and goal at the 2.
I thought they could get a stop, but not once they got to the 2.
Yeah, I thought it would happen prior to them getting
five yards
away from a
touchdown.
When
they had the one big chunk play, my heart sank. And I thought, well, this is probably going to end up the way we think it's going to end up.
Well, they better hope they're up by more than 2, because Mariota drove 80 yards on them.
Right, so, and that's Marcus Mariota, and you know what he's going to do. He's barely going to pass the ball. He's going to run the ball for the most part.
I'm not denigrating the defense. The defense is awesome. The defense is the biggest reason why they're even in this hunt, but let's not get crazy. It's not world-class, like, changing legacy defense. It's a very good defense with a mediocre offense right now.
But it's good enough to win a Super Bowl.
If you have better offense.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, by the way.
So do you think they're Super Bowl contenders? Like legit Super Bowl? No. They have a
That's
shot?
No, but the question at hand is the defense a championship defense? And it is good enough to win
a
Super Bowl.
If they had better offense, it would be. Yes.
Like if you just go back and look at...
If it had better offense.
You can go back. All right, Tampa, when they won the Super Bowl, had a very good defense.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams had Aaron Donald. And they have good players like Jalen Ramsey, but it wasn't a historic defense.
Right.
I think you can go find a bunch of teams recently that have won Super Bowls that didn't have the number one defense in the league.
Maybe we're just parsing words.
Stafford and
different things.
Cup at the top of his game to augment the defense. It wasn't just the
defensive. We need a more prolific offense to win a Super Bowl with this defense.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Paul. But it's a darn good defense for sure. Paul, what's up?
What's up, brother? First of all, let me put this stamp on it. We call him Brian Robinson, Brian the Truth Robinson, man. He ran that man over. He dragged them 3 dudes to the first down.
He did do
bring
that.
Bring out the baby diesel horn, man. Woo, woo, we got Rico part 2, man. You hear me?
All right. I like it.
But look, getting to the question of the morning.
Yeah.
Man, it is definitely a championship defense. Just like you said, you do not need to have the Ravens defense or you know, you don't need to have the 85 best defense to win Super Bowls nowadays. Now,
that's right.
The question is, do we have the offense to win the Super Bowl? Now, this defense is a championship-worthy defense. The question is, do they have the offense to counteract that when they come across, like you said, a high-power offense?
My
like
answer
Kansas
to that
City?
Is they do not.
Well, you will be wrong. Because they do. We're talking about one. You saying, do they have the offense? Oh,
correct.
Yeah, nah.
They do not
have
the offense.
No, we don't. No, we don't have the offense. I agree to that. We don't have the offense yet. But if they keep
the defense is there. The point is, the defense is there.
You can win with this defense.
If they keep giving it to Baby Diesel, we might have the offense to win it.
This guy's all about Brian Robinson.
All right, thank you, buddy. Thank you, Paul.
Call.
I appreciate it.
That's Brian the Truth Robinson.
Brian the Truth Robinson. My bad.
Let's go to Willie.
Big giant hat.
And Boyd's. Willie, what's up, man? Y'all in the junks.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Willie?
Yeah, they're a top 10 defense, and a good defense is a defense that can make adjustments. And they made adjustments on yesterday because they was getting ran on a lot in the first half. And then in the second half, I think they only had about 36 yards rushing. 36 yards.
Is that right? Did they shut them down that much in the second half? Is that right?
Yeah, they shut them down a lot.
I'm not sure.
So they made adjustments,
and
that's a good thing about a good defense.
All right, thank you, Willie. Is that true, Cakes? Did they only rush for 36 in the second half? That doesn't sound right.
I'd have to look at the game log. I don't know if they held them to quite that number, but
well, what you know what? There's a way we can find that. Let's go to Byron, calling from San Antonio. Byron, what's up?
Hey, these guys are playing complimentary football. You don't need the Ravens. Remember, the Ravens' defense is excellent, and their offense sucks. So, I mean, to say that they're not the whatever Ravens, all they got to do is to keep doing what they're doing, and they're just fine. Hail to the Commanders.
So he's fine with status quo. Just keep doing what they're doing.
Right, please get off Bluetooth. Please, right. I'm begging.
I know, because I just lose interest.
I can't. No one can hear anything.
And I just lose interest. Rodney, D.C., what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
you know, I think this is not a championship defense. I think they're very good. But the linebackers had a lot of problems tackling yesterday. And number 22 in the secondary, he actually turned his body. I was at the game. It's like he couldn't do a little league hit and wrap. He actually looked like he was closing his eyes and hope he could clip up the running back. I mean, the tackling was not very good yesterday. If you really look at the film, you'll see the linebackers look clueless. Mm-hmm. The defensive line was excellent, A+. But the linebackers are not very good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. All right, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. Is this Commanders defense a championship defense? Just to give you the stats to correct that caller, the Falcons had 100 yards rushing at the half. Checked the halftime stats. They were up to 146 at the end of three quarters. 167 is what they finished
in
the game.
So they had 67 in the second half,
yes.
Not 30-something.
So they did a better job because at one point the Falcons were averaging 7 yards per carry. I think they finished right around 5.7 or 5.8, if I recall.
Yeah.
So they did a better job in the second half, but it certainly wasn't just 35 yards or whatever that donk said. All right, 800-636-1067. We'll take more of your calls next here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. A little later on the show, Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington joins us at 9. We'll get his take on the latest win. 6 out of 7. They're 7-5. They'd be in the playoffs right now. RG3 joins us at 9:40. We'll get his take on Taylor Heineke's play. Of course, it is a Victory Monday presented by Chenega Mios, a 2022 top workplace. Visit mioscareers.com. And right now, we're talking about the defense, which held the Falcons to 13 points. Another Fuller interception was key. Jerron Payne, Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat all making plays. Jamin Davis coming on. Secondary playing better. Is this a championship defense? Let's go back to the phones.
By the way, I was ready to trade away Payne for like a bag of chips like right early in the season or during the offseason. I've altered my stance on
yes
that. That dude is playing like a man possessed. He's playing like a guy who's, I don't know, in a contract year, which he is, and he's going to get paid, whether it's by the Commanders or by another team.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they find a way to keep him in the fold. It's hard to keep pouring $20 million per player into your defensive line, but I guess if the salary cap keeps going up, I guess you can keep doing it.
Well, you're
going
to be able to take a lot off the books at quarterback.
That is true. That's a very good point.
I'd bring him back at half the price, but I'm not sure Carson would do that, but I would do that.
I don't think he's going to have many options.
Yeah, I don't think he's got leverage to say, pay me $30 million, please.
No, I agree, but yeah. I think I would bring him back at 15.
I don't think any other teams are going to be knocking on his door, really.
Well, I think you might
with
be surprised.
Big money.
I think you might be, yeah, not for big money.
Let's maybe go, for like $8 million.
I think for a starting job, I think he'll be a starter somewhere next year. Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Dennis, what's up?
Good morning, guys. As far as defense goes, also thank you for taking my phone call.
Yeah, sure.
I think they're like a playoffs, defense. Super Bowl? No, I don't think so. I don't even know if they make it to Super Bowl, but and I doubt that really. But there's a few things, and they are playing lights out. They're playing very good. Don't get me wrong.
They did enough to beat the best team in the NFC, which would get them to the Super Bowl if they're able to do that in the playoffs again.
They did great. They did great beating Philadelphia. That was awesome. That was awesome. Okay. Please don't get me wrong. There's a few things I'd like to see them be able to adjust to just a little bit quicker, though. Like, and I know Mariota, he's good at what he does, and Jalen Hurts, the running. But, Atlanta yesterday, guys, they ran, or it looked like to me, darn near the same play, like 5 or 6 times in a row, where Mariota, he just ran around the right side. I would just like, and all I'm saying is I'd just like to see them be able to adjust to things like that a little quicker. He was probably running out of different formations, which can, which will throw him off,
But I give him credit. He was really good. He was really good.
One last thing that I want to say is the last caller, when he said something about the tackling here and there, I made the same comment to my family yesterday when we were watching him. I'm seeing some missed tackles. And I know a lot of guys, teams, missed tackles are made. But it seems like we need to maybe tighten up a little bit more than
thank you, Dennis. I'm going to give Atlanta credit. They have monsters over there. I mean, Patterson is a monster. The other guys, I don't even know the other guys.
Tyler Algier, Caleb Huntley,
those guys
Mariota
are beasts. And Mariota's just really good at, that little read option stuff.
You're not going to really see it as much the next couple of weeks when they face the Vanilla Vic, but Daniel Jones can run.
He can run.
Their line isn't as good.
They're facing him twice, and they also face Deshaun Watson on New Year's Day. There's a lot of running quarterbacks still left to deal with, so hopefully they shore that up, and they're able to take care of that.
And they face the Niners, who like to run the football, didn't have much success yesterday against the Saints,
yeah,
but they'll throw different backs at you, including Debo Samuel out of the backfield, obviously. True. Christian McCaffrey.
And they may have to rely on him more because McCaffrey popped up with a knee injury and Elijah Mitchell got dinged up with a knee injury too. So they've got some issues in their backfield.
And they got the Cowboys who like to run the football, yep, with Pollard and Zeke.
Yep.
So, Grabby, I will
But for
say,
the most part, they've done a really good job stopping the run. This was kind of the outlier game, and I do think they were better in the second half, because the first half, the Falcons, I mean, they ran for 100
yards.
I thought
right away we were in trouble. I thought right away, I watched that, man, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. I thought your boy Mariota, I saw some stuff there. I saw some, like I did with Justin Fields, some things you can work with.
Well, he's a little older. I think he's almost 30, but.
Yeah, but I think he's like a better version of Heineke.
I think Mariota is a low-end starter in this league. I think he is. I think everybody, he's not trash.
I think he has some abilities that you could work with.
I think you nailed it. Low-end starter.
He's not trash,
league.
But he's limited.
He's limited.
He's Mr. All, limited.
He's Mr. Limited.
We know. Right, but I do like him. That's my guy.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Mike in Silver Spring. Mike, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
I wanted to take a pop at that 2 minutes, five points down. Look, if you're 5 points down against Mahomes or Allen.
No, we're 5 minutes, points up, right?
I'm sorry, five points up. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. If that's where you are with 2 minutes, that means your defense has done a great job for 58 minutes because, you know, our boys aren't a high scoring team. Right. So it's not 48 to 44 or something like that, and you're worried about. They've done a great job, but that's where we fall down, man. Who says they're going to do that good? Who thinks they'd do that good a job? Keep the score low over 58 minutes. It's just
against a Mahomes.
They're not there. Mahomes or Allen or anyone else that you're going to see in the championship or
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say about the defense. It's a good defense, and it's a good enough defense, but it needs offense. The elite defenses that we remember historically didn't necessarily need good offense or great offense. This defense is good, but it needs even better offense.
I understand you need a better offense, but I looked at the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Their defense, at least in yardage, was, I think, below average.
I know, but was it Foles like touched by God? That
my point is, this defense is plenty good enough to win a championship. And if you just look at the NFC playoff picture, all right, they already did a pretty good job against the Eagles, held them to 21 points. Again, the Eagles scored 40 points yesterday. They go off against teams, and Washington, their defense, did a really good job against the Eagles. So who else is there in the NFC in terms of your defense against them? All right, I think the Cowboys have a good attack. I'm probably higher on the Cowboys than a lot of people. To me, they're probably the second-best team in the NFC. I don't know, maybe you like somebody else. The Giants, I'm not overwhelmed by them. Go through the rest of the teams. Tampa just lost to the Browns.
Tampa's struggling on offense,
all right,
especially.
Let's just keep going through the NFC. I mean, they could probably compete with anybody right now.
But they, in my opinion, they have to sweep the Giants. You got to beat the Giants heading into the bye, get rested up, and come out of the bye in a home game December 18th, the week before Christmas. You got to take both of those games against the Giants.
To do what? To get to the playoffs?
I feel like to get to the playoffs, because I don't think they're flying to San Francisco on a short week and beating the Niners. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Do the Vikings scare you, EB? That's who's coming out of the NFC North.
Like, I think it's hard to keep up with some of those defense.
I'm just saying defensively. Their defense will keep them in any game against any team that's in the playoffs, assuming they're in the playoffs.
Ish.
The offense has to be better, but the defense should be able, the way that they've been playing, should be able to keep them in any game.
Right, but I'd rather
against any team in the NFC.
I like their defense.
And they've already done it against some of those teams.
But I like the Eagles offense better. I like the Vikings offense better. I like the Dallas offense better. I like the Bills offense better. So
they're not going to play the Bills unless they play them in the Super Bowl.
I'm just thinking of teams off the top of my head.
I know. Well, I'm just working with the NFC playoff teams. They already played the Vikings, held them to 20. The Vikings were fortunate to get a win.
My answer is they're good enough, but the offense isn't. Defense is good enough to win. The offense isn't.
They would just have to keep the heater of winning, like, 19-16 games or 20-17 type games.
That's the formula.
If they can stay with that blueprint through the playoffs, More power to
him. Did Taylor clock another bonus for the dub?
Yes. He's so far made $650,000.
It's a nice run.
In win bonuses.
It's a lot of bonuses. That hopefully the check doesn't bounce. Bonuses.
He's spending a lot of it on Jordans. Apparently, he's buying the running backs Jordans now. He's buying the O-line Jordans.
He can afford it.
He's buying the...
If I were him, I'd keep that. I would keep it to maybe one pair for the coach, maybe one pair for Brian Robinson.
He can afford it because the guy was looking like a guy who was going to be out of the league. He was out of the league. And now he's going to be in the mix with the Trevor Siemians of the world and these backups who are around forever. Mike White.
Yeah, he's going to have a great career in the NFL.
By the way, I won't call him the best backup in the league because there are a lot of guys who go out and ball out that are backups.
He's a pretty high-quality backup.
I agree.
He may not be the best,
but put him in the class.
He's top three or top five.
Who are we talking about?
Heineke.
Yeah. Let's go.
And he's going to get paid.
He's a high-level backup.
He's going to get paid as such,
but there are
too.
A bunch.
Yeah. I agree with that. Let's go to Matthew in D.C. Matthew, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
JP, you're right. This is a championship-level defense. Doesn't mean that it will win the championship, but it means it can win the championship.
Correct.
They are top 10 in the NFL in all stats. Yards per game, rushing yards per game, passing yards per game, points per game. They're top 5 in the NFC in all 4 of those categories. They are a championship defense, and when the game is on the line, not only did they make the goal line stand against Atlanta, mm-hmm. they made the goal line stand against Chicago, which started this run. Mm-hmm. This is a championship-quality defense.
It's good enough to win a championship, is what I would say. If you had it complimentary offense.
It's plenty good enough.
It's good enough.
It's plenty good enough.
Question.
What?
That was the question. Is this a championship-level defense?
He likes to deflect and bring up something else.
No, I'm just saying that this defense alone can't do it. There have been other teams that defense alone can win a championship. You can't just ride this defense. You need as good as...
That's not the question, EB. EB, that's not the question.
Okay.
The question is it a championship-level defense?
Well, I think I'm the first one that said it's a playoff defense.
Right. And the question JP raised was, is it championship? And the answer is yes.
I don't think any defense, by the way, I don't think any defense in 2022 is built to withstand the top two or three offenses if they're clicking on offense. Like, you can trot out the best defense in the league, and for the most part, if the offense is playing at their highest level and the defense is playing at their highest level, the offense
The Niners are the best, I think, in points allowed and in yardage. They're pretty close,
right.
Anyway. So you think the Niners defense going against what offense?
The Niners defense.
The Eagles is the best offense in the NFC.
The Chiefs, when they're humming, yeah. I think the Chiefs would go up and down the
field. But here's what I'd say, Cakes. If you think about last year's Super Bowl, all right, the Rams, I would say their defense was similar to Washington's defense. Not a historic defense, but they had playmakers. And when it came down to it, faced a really good offense in Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yep.
And it came down to Aaron Donald making a huge play. And I think that this Commanders defense, they showed it yesterday, at least right now, they have a knack for making big plays, whether the week before it was a pick six to start the game. And it was against the Texans, I understand that. But they have found a way lately to make enough big plays, and it usually, as Jonathan Allen told us over and over again, comes down to a couple of plays. They're on the right side of those couple of plays right now, and they've got playmakers on defense. Jonathan Allen, Montez Sweat, De'Ron Payne, those guys make big plays.
Fuller.
I'm just thinking about the defense. I mean, it's first and goal at the two. Montez Sweat pushes him back 2 yards.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden they're in a throwing situation, and John Kime said Mariota was a little casual. Patterson was actually open. De'Ron Payne made a big play. Mm-hmm. Like they've got guys who make the plays. Like that's what we always said about Chase Young. Doesn't have to be a sack, but just make impactful plays, deflect a pass, whatever. And they're doing it now consistently.
It's a good enough defense. That's what I'll say. It's a good enough defense.
I'm just not a fan of defensive-centric football. I think I've made my stance on this very clear.
Yeah. We know that.
I don't understand, Cakes, because he goes, well, if the offense isn't clicking. Well, so the defense doesn't get any credit if the offense isn't clicking?
Never.
I'm very slow to give the defense credit. You know this, Valdez. You know me.
I mean, that was a huge caveat right there.
You've known me for years.
It's like, here's what I'm saying.
This is Cakes' worst segment. Throw baseball talk in there, and then Cakes will want to commit suicide.
If theoretically you face Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl, and it came down to a last drive, you're up by five, mm-hmm. Yeah, I do like Mahomes' chances, but I would not be shocked at all if Montez Sweat had a sack or Jonathan Allen had a strip sack. Like, no, they got guys that make plays.
A team to score a touchdown, it is more difficult. So, I mean, obviously you got a fighting chance.
I just can't believe we're putting the Commanders in hypothetical Super Bowl scenarios when there's five games left.
And they're only two games above 500 in the seventh spot. Yeah.
I mean, they could easily. If you had put a gun to my head right now, I'd say they're going to go 2-3 down the stretch. If you put a gun to my head, that's what I would say.
You could answer this question with a couple of teams, mm-hmm. but is there a hotter team than the Commanders right now?
No.
Now, you could say, yes, no. The Miami Dolphins are hotter. They've won five in a row. And I think the 49ers have won four in a row.
I think over the
But six out of seven is good as anybody.
It's a remarkable heater they're on. Yeah. And hopefully they stay on it.
Have the Dolphins also gone 6-1 since?
I would guess so. They've won five in a row and they're 8-3. I'd have to check the schedule.
I'm not sure, though. I think we're the best record since 1-4. I think we
in
have
the last seven games?
I think literally we have the best record in the NFL.
You're making me check the Dolphins. Yeah, check the Chiefs, too. The Chiefs are 9-2.
The Dolphins have won their last five.
I thought I saw that yesterday. That since
the last five, but expanded to seven.
Since the 1-4 start, we have the best record in the NFL. Is that incorrect?
Well, the Eagles have to be in there.
Yeah, they're 10-1. Okay, There are other teams that have won six of seven.
But we beat them, so we're technically ahead.
I would guess that the Dolphins have won six out of seven. I would guess the Chiefs have won.
Okay, you would guess, but
because they actually lost two in a row.
So there you go.
They lost two in a row before
the Eagles, and we beat the Eagles, so we have the nod. I'll
give it to you.
Thank you.
The Dolphins actually lost three in a row.
How did the Dolphins lose?
Oh, because they didn't have Tua.
Yeah. Oh, that's how they lost the Jets.
So you're breaking my balls. 40. We and the Eagles have the best record since the 1-4 start, and we beat them.
What are the Chiefs in the last seven?
I'd have to look it up.
Maybe they're 5-2.
Sounds like a great time for a quarterback controversy.
No, there shouldn't be. By the way, I have not once advocated for benching Heinicke yet. Yet. But when that inevitable game comes.
I know if it happens, you're going to be the one that says, I was the guy who was advocating
for
it.
I'm just telling you.
But this is what he does. He throws out like the hypotheticals. He doesn't say something. He just says, if it happens, I'm going to take credit for it.
But when
that's the EB stamp is always the if
listen,
it happens, I'll
it
take
happens,
credit.
When it happens, I know we'll get better play with the exact same game plan and the exact
what
same protection.
What if it doesn't happen?
Then that means we won the Super Bowl.
Remove your back padding machine.
Yeah. That means we're big
he'll still
winners.
Need it.
I just think the luck's going to run out. That's all I'm saying. The luck's going to run out soon enough. I hope it doesn't.
It could.
Cakes?
We could go on or just a ridiculous
yes or no. Out. Is it a championship defense?
No.
A championship defense implies that it carries you to a championship. And I don't think it's good enough to drag this offense to a championship.
Like you see that
it needs a better offense.
You see better than what the Rams defense was last year, and they won a championship.
But the Rams had a better offense. You can't ignore it. Is it good enough to win a championship? It's good enough if you had a better offense. Yes.
Definitely
good. So it's a good enough defense.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Hit us up on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We'll be right back. Sports Washington. RG3 will join us at 9:40, get his take on Taylor Heinicke and how he has played during this winning streak, as the Commanders have now won six of their last seven games to improve to 7-5. But today, where I live, which is Gaithersburg, things were in question. So last night, after the Commanders game, mm-hmm. I actually took my daughter out with a friend of hers to Sky Zone in Gaithersburg.
Okay.
It's one of those trampoline parks. Sure. It was like, okay, I've watched a lot of football.
Yep.
Let me actually be a dad for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Sky Zone in Gaithersburg, and they're jumping around, jumping around, and then all of a sudden, psh, power's out.
Yeah.
It goes dark, and it's like madness ensues in there. That place was so packed. Kind of silly. Got a couple of free passes for my next visit.
Ah, nice return
which is
visit.
Good. I didn't know what was going on, but when I leave, as they tell everybody to leave, you see all the power is out, not just at Sky Zone,
yeah,
but everything around there. And I live about, I don't know, 5 or 6 minute drive from there. Luckily for me, my neighborhood still had power.
Mm-hmm.
But as I drove through, you know, past Crown Farm, no power there. A lot of the streets, street lights were out. And then I come to find out it was an airplane that smashed into an electrical tower.
I was coming home from picking up food, and the street light, like the traffic light, was on when I went through the intersection. That's a mile from my house. By the time I got to my house, I pulled into my driveway, and I looked at my house. It's completely dark. I'm like, well, that's weird. And then I look across the street. Everything's dark. I'm like, this is bizarre. Mm-hmm. And then I checked my Twitter.
Right, because it's not a thunderstorm. No, it was like drizzle.
No weather incidents, nothing like that. And I'm like, something bizarre is going on. And I checked my phone, and I saw that there's an incident where a plane flew into the power lines about 5 miles from my house. And I said, well, 1,000% chance that's the culprit. And I hope as soon as they rescued the pilot, they immediately took his pilot's license and said, you're never flying again. Okay, we're glad you survived. We're glad that somehow your little kit plane didn't disintegrate when it flew into the power lines. Good for you. But you're never ever again.
That's weren't they older, too?
I don't know.
The two people in the plane, I think, when they're 60s, cakes probably wouldn't let them fly.
When you fly your plane into power lines, you now have lost your right to ever fly a plane again.
Let me check that.
My cousin on my wife's side, so it's her cousin.
Yeah.
Her husband has a pilot's license.
Okay.
And he's not like, you know, like flying United Airlines or whatever.
Right.
He rents a plane a couple times a year.
Okay.
And they hop in that rickety thing and they fly to a lake or something.
Okay.
Would you ever go on that plane with them?
Never, ever, ever.
Never in a billion years.
Cakes has always said if you're 70, you can't drive anymore, right? Did you bump it up to 75?
No. I have softened my stance.
I'm up to 86.
You softened the stance now.
Here's where I've softened. Once you hit 70, every year you have to pass a rigorous driving test.
That's fair.
Now, these guys weren't 70, but the passenger was 66 and the pilot 65.
Okay, here's my big question.
I know this. My vision at night, because this was night flying.
True.
My vision at night, I don't wear glasses during the day, although I might need to start.
Yeah.
But at night, when I drive, I have to wear glasses.
Please tell me this guy was wearing glasses. But the only thing you should be paying attention to when you're flying a rickety Cessna is what's out on the horizon. And hello, how high or low your plane is. Why are you flying low enough where you're going to get caught in power lines? They're only like 100 feet off the ground.
My wife pointed out where that accident occurred, and I'm never in that area, except that I was in that area 3 times a week for volleyball season 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I would go to that McDonald's that it was just above 2 to 3 times a week.
Sure. Of course. I mean, you may think I'm weird, but anytime I hear a small plane that's buzzing around my house, when I hear it, I do this. I start. I'm waiting for the nose of
crash.
It to crash into my house and just light everything, myself and my family included, on fire.
I was thinking about this, though. So I'm assuming that was Pepco, right, that dealt with this? I
believe so, yeah.
Like, if you work for Pepco, there are power outages all the time. So you have your van, you've got your equipment, you're ready to go, but how do you fix that? You're not prepared. How do you get the plane down?
I mean, I didn't even know that Josh Jacobs ran for an 86-yard touchdown. I didn't know that until like 2 in the morning.
Well, Red Zone cut out on that.
Right?
A lot of people were upset with Red Zone.
All of my electricity cut out. I had nothing. Mm-hmm.
I never lost electricity at my house. So when I got home, I was fortunate because I live right, you know, fairly close by. Like I said, power was out all around me. But I still had power.
I didn't see one snap of the Packers-Eagles game.
86,000 people at one point were out of power. We lost power for a second, and then it took 5 minutes for the internet to ramp back up.
You had a flicker.
We had a flicker. But
oh, we had more than a flicker. Ours is about 8 hours of outage.
Wow. Ooh, that's a dagger.
That would have been eight hours.
Yeah, we had friends, actually, when I went to Sky Zone with my kid, I went with another dad and his daughter. And we just invited them over, and they came over for like 3 or 4 hours. And then they went back to the house, said, look, you're welcome to sleep here, set up the guest room. It's like going back to a cold house.
All other legal issues are put to the side today. The first issue is revoking that pilot's license. I'm dead serious. I'm not even doing a bit.
Like he's going to put up a fight because I believe he's a D.C. attorney.
I don't care.
How far away is he?
He's a menace.
Is that
guy.
Germantown Air Park or whatever it is? How far
couple
away
miles.
Is that?
Like from Goshen Road? You just go down Gatesburg Airport?
No, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's all, probably
2 miles,
a mile
3 miles.
Or two.
It just seems like he was awfully low. Like,
he should go to pilot's jail.
Yeah.
Actually, he should just go to regular jail.
Did you see the terrifying video? I'm sure you did. It went viral yesterday of the guy, the motorcyclist, who was at the light, and a car accident occurred in front of him, and the pickup truck got sideswiped and smashed into the motorcyclist. Now, I believe the motorcyclist survived.
I don't know how you survive that. It looks so violent.
It's the most terrifying thing. The guy's in a light, perfectly doing nothing wrong, just living life. Okay, he's on a motorcycle. It's a little more dangerous, but he's not doing anything. He's not even riding it. He's just sitting at a light, and he gets wiped out. It shows you how at any moment you can dock off.
Of course.
At any moment, just a disaster can happen in front of you.
I can tell you, though, Cakes, it amazes me that you actually walking around here an airplane and look up thinking that there's a chance it might land on you.
If it sounds close to my house. Because that, I mean, it was years ago, but it's a sad story. That happened, shocker, it was near the Gatesburg Airport where a plane, instead of landing on the runway, landed on somebody's house and killed a woman and I think her young, like her baby in the house. Because the guy missed the runway. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
Happens enough for you to be worried about it.
Happens enough for me to be panicked about it.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the Commanders. Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington joins us. And remember, RG3 at 9:40 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.